just another dark and gloomy night. And like before, another senseless fight. A young homie in red throws up his set. The little Jean Blue said, it ain't over yet. A light flashes, smoke fills the air. The cops hear the shots, but they don't care. And heard as a son lies dead and alone. A mother as she cries, my baby is gone. Shauna was the finest with a future so bright. That is until she fell in love with a pipe. Mindless of the shame, numb to the danger. Gives herself with no remorse to total strangers. Could have been a model, a mother, a wife. Now she's just another poor example of life. It seems to me, no matter where I go, somewhere in this world, there is always a ghetto. Strong as an ox, sleeps behind a building in a cardboard box. How he ended up that way, nobody knows. Some say it all started when the factory closed. Had a house in the hill, drove big cars, threw fancy parties and dated movie stars. Had job security and a pension plan until the company merged and decided to expand. The department he was in had been deleted. They told him that his services were no longer needed. Too young to retire, too old to retrain. Years of sweat and hard work down the drain. After that, he was never much good. He started to drink a little more than he should. A broken empty shell with nothing to show. Just another story of life in the ghetto. Have a very dark history of appearing in the finest of communities. At first it seemed so strange to me, but then I found out misery loves company. I was once perplexed, but now I know it's a place where the brokenhearted go to give birth to and nurture their own. The children of the damned, destined to roam through the streets of poverty, pain and despair, where the presence of death fills the air. Some manage to get out before it's too late, either by the grace of God or a twist of fate. But for many less fortunate, the die is cast. They remain unsaved until they breathe their last. If there is a hell below, it could be no worse than living in the ghetto.